Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me on Money 101 with Racine Tyes. My special guest tonight is attorney Michael Baskin from Baskin Law Group. And I also have, yes, that does deserve a round of applause, because he committed $5,000 to help fight homelessness with a donation to Kelvin Chill Harris, who is also going to be a guest tonight. He's the founder of Feed the Hungry USA. And I also have Terrence Smith calling in, who is the president of Feed the Hungry USA, and also Jerome Fitz, who is a professional network marketer. So we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to my first guest about what he does.
A movie, then dinner, tonight the night will
just unwind and say, hey, let's stay personal, personal, personal. Let's stay for a while. Hey, such a beautiful moment.
I'm so excited about my show tonight because I have a few special guests. My first guest is Jerome Fitz. He's a professional network marketer. Jerome, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jerome. Hey, thanks for joining me tonight. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Perfect. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Matter of fact, if you can come a little bit closer, I want to make sure everybody hears what you have to say because you have some money tips for us, some financial advice, and some opportunities that people might want to take advantage of. So I just want to make sure everybody hears what you have to say. So, Jerome, I introduced you as a professional network marketer. Is that correct? Is that the way is that what the title that you give yourself?
Yeah, I consider myself to be a network marketer because I am in the profession and I've had success with it, and thankfully I've only been with one company now for a little over 3 years.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about what you do, Jerome.
Well, I'm in the direct sales profession, which is people consider it could be direct sales, it could be network marketing, it could be multi-level marketing, whatever you want to call it. I know a lot of people, they don't necessarily believe in it because they think that it's not real, when in essence,
right,
the network marketing industry generates about $200 billion a year. But cats don't,
wow,
they don't realize that's more than the NFL, things like that. It's a huge industry. It's about getting associated with the right company and not just falling for anything. That's the problem. A lot of schemes out there, but you got to be with the right company.
And see, you know, that was what I was going to just interject right there because, you know, sometimes when you say network marketing, that's when a lot of people just stop in their tracks right there. Their ears just kind of shut off. They don't want to hear anymore because they think that everything is, you know, quote unquote, a scam. So, you know, what do you say to people that have that viewpoint or that perspective on, you know, when you tell them you're a network marketer?
Well, I pretty much have a conversation with them and ask them about their previous experience because more than likely they have either been involved with the company or they know somebody that has. But I'm the type of person, I always want a person to think. So what I ask them a simple question. You know, have you been involved in network marketing before? And they say yes. I say, okay, so what kind of experience did you have? Well, I had a bad experience, so it kind of turned me off from the industry. So I just flip it back on them, and I say, well, let me get something straight. You just said you had a bad experience with a particular company, and it turned you off from the industry. So I guess every time you go to a restaurant and have a bad experience, I guess you don't eat at restaurants no more. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
If you really think about it, it doesn't make any sense because that's not the way it goes. And, you know, my whole thing is I'm a real type of person. I don't get involved in stuff if I don't believe in it. So in my instance, the way I was introduced to it wasn't even – I didn't see a video. I wasn't told what it is. I have a friend of mine that I went to high school with, and he just called me. He called me out of the blue, and he's like, yo, fool, do you have $365? I'm like, I got my last $400 in the bank while I was up. And he was like, I found something. You got to do it with me. Because I trust him with my life, I got in, and I had $35 left to my name. But because that's my boy, I did it. And honestly, that's the best decision I ever made in my life because in late December, it'd be 2 years the last time that I actually punched the clock. So.
Oh, okay. Okay, that sounds good.
I've had success with it, and my sole purpose is to help other people have success also, but that depends on them. You know, it's funny to me, and I'm pretty sure you deal with it too because you hear it. A lot of people, we live in a microwave society. Everybody wants things fast, which is cool.
Right then and there.
But when you're talking about network marketing, the whole thing about it is how do you expect to get involved with something and you become a millionaire in 2 weeks, but you've been working all your life, but you don't expect the same result.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
So
Right.
That's why I said for me, I'm all about having real live conversations with people about their finances and what is your plan B.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason why I say that. We have life insurance,
health insurance. That was my question, Jerome. First of all, I wanted to say that you are a very down-to-earth person and, you know, matter-of-fact type of person. So obviously this has to be something that's solid if you are involved in it. Secondly, I was going to ask, what are the products that you do have to offer to people? And thirdly, you know, I know we talked about it a little bit earlier regarding financial education. So, and I know your products, you know, kind of deal with that. So tell us a little bit about what you have.
Well, first off, I pretty much want to say there's so many things offered out there. I'm talking about just in general in life. We have what?
Mm-hmm.
Life insurance. We have health insurance. We have car insurance. Renter's insurance. Do you realize that we don't have anything as far as income insurance? So what I mean by that is if a person gets fired, you know, you ever talk to somebody and say, well, I got a good job. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm good. Okay, cool. But you can't leave that job to your kids. It's impossible.
Right,
that job,
exactly.
Once you're gone, the job is gone. The job is gone. So for me, I say to people, my saying is if you depend on plan A without having a plan B, you're going to see yourself struggling for the rest of your life. That's just being real.
Wow.
So
right. You
have to have something in your back pocket. And I say that because, and this is what I spoke on earlier, if you go up to somebody right now, three different genres of people, you talk to somebody, when you ask a little five-year-old, recite your ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, they're going to do it. You ask somebody, 20-year-old, you ask a 20-year-old, recite your ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, they're going to do it. Same thing with somebody 50. But if you ask, ask each one of them, what is the difference between an asset and a liability? On average, they will not know. But the way you get them to know is you teach that to children early. Teach them about finances early. That changes the game. But the whole thing about it is the powers that be, they don't want us to know about finances. If we do, then we break the system. That's the trick.
Right.
So
everything
to me is about having residual income. That right there is the goal. And if you have residual income, that's the game changer. So for somebody like me, my whole thing is I want to follow a simple system and have leverage. I think the guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but he said he'd rather get paid 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of one. That makes sense because it's about leverage. So for me, I'm
instead
just
of trying to run around and do everything
club.
Yourself.
Yeah. See, I'm a member of a travel club, and that's it. I am
mm-hmm.
not a travel agent, and I'm not a salesman. So being a member of the travel club, it affords you many perks to it. Like, I haven't paid cash for my last three flights because I've accumulated so many
wow.
points where I didn't have to come out of my pocket. I'm born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. I was in Dubai last Christmas. Cats from
right.
Newark don't go to Dubai.
Right.
That's just being real. So,
right. Because I remember you telling me about that trip, the Dubai trip with you.
Yeah,
hello?
it was utterly amazing.
Yeah.
And my goal,
mm-hmm.
my whole thing is, and you, well, if you don't mind me asking, where are you originally from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Okay, so you're from Connecticut, I'm from Jersey. How many times
mm-hmm.
have you talked to somebody from your hometown and they quickly say, nah, I don't want to go nowhere, I don't want to travel, I'm going to stay where I'm
right.
at. And they cool with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, what happens? They teach their children that. That becomes generational.
Yeah, I was just talking to someone about that. Yeah. I call it like they want to stay in that little fishbowl. They don't want to travel anywhere, you know, too far. If they go too fast, too far, then they hit that glass and they just, you know, stay right there. Call that little fishbowl effect.
and to me, that's the problem, because we as human beings, we need to see the world, experience different cultures and stuff like that. Like me,
right?
Ever since sixth grade, I've wanted to go to Egypt to touch, see, and just experience the pyramids in Egypt. Like that's the pyramids and the Sphinx. I've always dreamed about that, and I never knew how I was going to do it because I knew it was so expensive. But now, because of this travel club, there's a strong possibility that when I go, I won't be paying a dime out of my pocket. That
wow.
to me is the game changer. And there's, like I said, there's multiple ways to utilize the membership. And if anybody's interested, all they got to do is contact me, and I give them the details. But
sure.
You know,
and that was my next question, Jerome, because I could sit here and just talk all night about it, but I want to find out your contact information so that someone can find out what they have to do to get started doing what you're doing, because you said you haven't punched the clock in how many years?
In the end of December, it'll be 2 years.
Okay, and that's because of this travel club that you're a part of.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I went.
That's great.
And mind you, what I do is not 40 hours a week. What I do can pretty
right.
much take maybe an hour or two of my day, maybe. That all depends. Like,
mm-hmm.
I live in the Atlanta area, so every Tuesday we have a presentation that we do at the Cosmopolitan on 2575 Duck Road in Marietta. And
okay.
I have a presentation that I do every Wednesday in Austell at a restaurant called Cafe 318. But
mm-hmm.
I won't be there this Wednesday, but it's still going to be going on. So these things happen all the time, and that's the whole thing about it. There's a lot of stuff that goes on that people just don't know about. And
right, right. Well, you know what? What I find out too, Jerome, is like a lot of times, like we said earlier, sometimes you might mention something to someone, and they, you know, they turn it off before they have a chance to listen to the opportunity with an open mind. So, you know, hopefully someone listening, if they want to expand, you know, their opportunities or their income, maybe they'll take a chance and listen to what you have to offer.
And I just want to clarify with something that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a member of a VIP invite only travel club. That is the product. The product is the membership, and I decided to do the
okay.
membership and the network marketing aspect of it. Since network marketing
okay.
scares off a lot of people, if a person does not want to do the business aspect of it to earn the income, they don't have to, and they still can get the membership and earn and
okay.
reap the rewards of the membership to still possibly travel for next to nothing or free. That's their choice.
Okay, that sounds great. Now give us your contact information, Jerome, so someone can find out more information from you.
Well, basically, they can contact me via phone. My phone number is area code 973-901-1616. And if they want to go check it out, I really didn't want to do it like this as far as giving out my
mm-hmm.
website, only because I wanted to communicate with you first, because this the way
okay.
I look at it is like this. I like to help out anybody. So in other words,
okay.
when and if you decided to get a membership, if people from this show wants to join, I want you to benefit from that, not me. You get what I'm saying? That's the way I like
okay,
to
that's cool.
So,
okay, that's cool. Okay, that's cool.
All right. So, as a matter of fact, to make it even easier, what they can do is just they can hit me up on Facebook if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And we can communicate. And if they let me know that they're communicating to me from this show, then we can coordinate
mm-hmm.
it. So basically, you benefit from that, and it won't be me. That's the whole thing. So
Sounds great.
They can look me up on Facebook at Jerome is the first name, and the last name is Fitz, Fitts, and they'll see my picture as my profile
mm-hmm.
picture, so they can't miss me.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much, Jerome, for being my guest on Money 101 tonight. I really appreciate that.
No problem. I most definitely appreciate the opportunity getting on.
Wow.
You have a wonderful platform, and I wish you much success. I know we'll be seeing each other real soon.
Yes, we definitely will, because you're good at sales, too, because you're having people go through me so I can get benefits. So that means I would have to join to get those benefits. Is that correct?
No. You would get
– no.
It's not necessarily like that as far as –
Mm-hmm.
How could I explain? Let me say it like this.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it's a travel club. There's monthly fees attached to the membership, but
okay.
once 4 people join, your monthly fees are waived. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
okay.
For me,
okay.
I've been doing this for a long time. My monthly fees were waived after 3 weeks of me joining. I've never paid a monthly fee
oh,
in the
wow.
3 years I've been in. So
oh, I
if you were to join, I wouldn't want people calling me to join. Basically. Adding on to my team, per se, when that can help you waive your fees. I want to help
okay,
you waive your fees
okay.
fast.
Right, right. Okay, cool. I totally understand now. I really appreciate that. Well, hey, if anyone wants to find out more information, contact Jerome, like he said, on Facebook, Jerome Fitz. That's F as in Frank, I-T-T-S as in Sam, Jerome Fitz. Thank you so much again for being my guest tonight, Jerome, and we'll have to talk soon.
No problem. I look forward to hearing from. I got to take this call real quick, but I'm gonna call back in so I can.
Okay, great.
Show.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Now my next guest is Terrence Smith. Terrence is actually the president of Feed the Hungry USA. And Terrence, I just want to make sure I click you in here. Right, Terrence. Terrence, press number 1, and I will go ahead and click you in. Okay. Terrence, are you there? Are you with me?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Terrence, how you doing tonight? Thank you so much for joining me on Money 101.
Pleasure is all mine.
Now, the last time I saw you was at the Homeless for One Night event on Black Friday, that Black Friday sleepout. And, you know, a lot has happened since then. And I hear that you're recently promoted as the president of Feed the Hungry USA. That is a great thing.
Thank you so much. The CEO, Mr. K. Chill, Kevin Harris, he appointed me the president of Feed the Hungry USA
mm-hmm.
because of my story of being homeless. So, you know,
right.
one thing into another. So it's a great fit.
Right, right. Now, Terrence, one of the other reasons that I had you on as a guest tonight is because you're also a businessman. And I wanted to just kind of find out what you do, you know, on the business side of things. And now let me make sure. Sure, I'm, you know, saying this right. Are you a business owner as well?
Well, yes, I do.
you kind of hesitated right there.
Well, I'm in the music business.
Right,
you know,
right.
I help
so,
the music, you know.
Right. So what I like to do is give people advice. You know, sometimes the music business can be a little tricky. So what I wanted to ask you, Terrence, is what type of financial tips or advice would you give someone that is in the music business or starting off in the music business? Because I know, you know, sometimes the paycheck might not be regular. It will be, you know, sporadic depending on what you're doing. So what type of advice do you have for someone that's in the business?
Well, I would say for artists that's trying to be a singer or a rapper or whatever it may be, is study your craft, due diligence, and, you know, it's hard work. It's not easy, and overnight success can be 10 years. So it's not overnight.
Right.
So, and you have to have money.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have money
so
to be in the business.
So it's not going to be like you're just going to hit pay dirt and you're just going to be like, it's going to fall in your lap one day out the sky.
Well, I mean, you know, it depends. Sometimes it might happen like that, but it's very, very rare. And prepare yourself for it. You know, you have to have money to be in the business because you have to get CDs made, studio time, pictures, PR people, and it costs, you know. So I tell them to get money, have some money.
Exactly. Now, Terrence, my next two guests are Attorney Baskin, who committed the donation to help feed Hungry USA.
Well, can I say, I'd like to thank Mr. Baskin for that, you know?
Yes, definitely.
A great, honorable thing, great thing that his law firm has done for the homeless community. And I applaud him and appreciate him very, very much on behalf of the Feed the Hungry USA. Great.
Yes, I definitely do too, you know. Because, you know, as we were talking before, I know we were guests on another online radio show also. It's like, you know, it's like pulling teeth. It's like pulling teeth to get people to care, to help out and to support. So when someone steps up and, you know, puts a foot forward to help and to show support for something like this, it's, like, very commendable. And, you know, sad to say, it's, like, it's rare, you know. But I really appreciate Attorney Baskin, and I'm so glad that he joined us tonight, you know, to talk about that commitment and talk about how he helps the community in other ways, too.
Yes, and I think it's something we're supposed to do as human beings.
Right.
Always help your brother, man, or fellow woman. Do diligence and help them any way you can, because everybody is one paycheck away from being homeless. Everyone is one paycheck away from being homeless. I don't care if you got $1 million. That means your mortgage is $10 a month, and everybody is a paycheck away from being homeless.
Right. That's so true. Terrence, I want to thank you so much for being my guest tonight on Money 101. You know, we really appreciate the tips that you gave. I really thank you for that, taking time out of your schedule for that.
Yes, anytime.
What's that?
And one, two, that we're going to have to talk about what I really do in depth, because I get kind of quiet on what I really do about the music game. But, you know,
okay.
I'm gonna have to get into it one day.
you said you broke up, but you said you're gonna have to what? I missed that.
Get into detail on about me being in the music business.
Yes, definitely. I know you guys keeping secrets, but that's okay. I'm gonna get it out of you one way or the other.
I like to say this. I do have an artist. He was in the movie Joyful Noise with Dolly Parton and Keith Palmer and Queen Latifah. His name is Ivan Kelly. Ivan Kelly is K-E-L-L-E-Y, and he's 19 years old. He's a writer, producer, dancer. He play everything. So that's one of the artists that I do work with, and a few more.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to have to keep a lookout for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. Go online and see him?
Yeah, you go on YouTube and see him. Got 28 videos, and we shoot music videos also. So. Stuff we do.
All right. Well, we're going to have you back on with him then, Terrence, and then we're going to have to just interview both of you and see what he's doing.
That'd be great.
Sounds
just
like a plan.
Just let me know.
Thank you so much, Terrence. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you. Take care. I'm going to keep getting listening.
Sounds good.
Now, I hope you guys stay with me just for a second. Our next guest is going to be Attorney Baskin, and we have a few surprise phone calls. So just hang in with me, and we're going to be talking
about
that.
Baby, I love you.
Money 101 with Racine Ties. My special guest tonight is Attorney Michael Baskin. Attorney Baskin, are you there?
I'm here, Racine.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for joining us tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Well, you know, you're my special guest for a couple of reasons, but the main reason is because you have, you know, stepped out and you've committed to partnering with Feed the Hungry USA and trying to fight homelessness. And you did that with a commitment to Kelvin Harris so that, you know, he can get some things off the ground and see what we can do about the homelessness issue. So I just want to applaud you for that, and I want to thank you for that. My last guest is the president of Feed the Hungry USA, and he, you know, says the same, basically. So I just want to, you know, thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome, Racine. I think committing to social issues like homelessness in Atlanta, that's something the Baskin Law Group has been about. Primarily, our emphasis has been on the uplift of urban youth. And when we had an opportunity to pivot and look at some of the net causes of young people not finishing or high school and the like, it became readily clear to us that one of the main issues was the issue or the epidemic of homelessness. So it became natural for us to try to partner with a group that we thought was on the ground making a difference.
Right.
Versus the micro entities that are doing a very good job, but we were more interested on the street level, if you will, of those groups making a immediate impact on the lives of folk throughout Atlanta and trying to enhance and better their lives. So it was a natural fit for us, and we are very excited about the partnership with Kevin Chill Harris and the Feed the Hunger group, and we're looking forward to it.
Right, and we definitely are too. I'm so excited myself about it. And when you say immediate impact, you are definitely right. You know, Kelvin, he's really hands on. You know, some of the other groups, you know, they're doing their thing, but Kelvin is more than, you know, just, you know, out there just feeding people. He's literally getting people off the street, you know, assisting them with jobs, you know, finding jobs and things of that nature. So it's all the better that, you know, the Baskin Law Group stepped in and just gave him that little bit of a boost to be able to do just that much more, you know. So we really appreciate that. With that being said, Kelvin is actually on the line, and I want to just click him in really quick. Kelvin, are you there? Kelvin,
yes,
are you there?
Can you hear me?
Kelvin, how you doing?
Well,
yes, hi. You know what? You're on with Attorney Baskin.
Yeah, I've been listening. Thank you, sir. I got a Star Wars fan. Thank you. I can't even say thank you. There's not enough blues in the album bit to say thank you. We appreciate
you're breaking up just a little bit, Kelvin. You must have your Bluetooth in because you're breaking up just a little bit, and I just want to make sure everybody hears you.
Okay, let me just take this moment, Kelvin, and say that we're very, very proud of the work that you and your organization are engaged in throughout Atlanta. I think you are making a difference, and it has always been the mission of the Baskin Law Group for some 20-odd years to invest back and to give back to our community. Our firm has had a long history of giving back, especially given the fact that I was born and raised here in Atlanta. And for those folk who have any inkling of my history, I was not born with a silver spoon. And so it means a lot to me, being a native Atlantan, to be able to give back and to reach down and try to give a helping hand to as many as possible. And your organization allows us to do this in a meaningful way. So I say salute to you, and we are very happy to partner with you. We look forward to a long relationship with you, doing good things that will make all of us very proud.
That is awesome.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
We're super excited. Go ahead.
Right, and I was just going to, you know, interject and just, you know, ask you to explain what Feed the Hungry, you know, how Feed the Hungry is trying to step up things in 2017.
Well, 2017, thanks to the heart of the Baskin Law Group, Mr. Michael, we're able to actually tackle a vision that I've been having since starting, you know, back 4 years ago, almost 5 years ago, and that is to reach the goal of our 5K and to actually, you know, put people in homes, you know, whether apartments, individual apartments with you know, particular families that we see that just need a foot back up, or housing situations such as like the boarding house or the you know, the multi-family homes. So now we're actually able to really, you know, get it going and jump it off and hopefully keep that going and, you know, get multiple situations going. And, you know, we try to meet with the mayor and things like that to actually get some noise going. But God put it in Baskin Law Group actually jumped at it. And it would have took longer to actually achieve that goal, because out of a 4-year stretch, I never really pushed the fundraising part that much. So it took about four years. We raised, I guess, the $600 that was already on the site. And then when you came along and started really going hard, and then Mr. Baskin jumped to go now, and I mean, we're actually going to be able to get these people off the street. As you can see, we did for the homeless night event. You know, God just put it in my heart to just get two guys off the street. You know, at least I could do that.
Right.
And,
right,
you know,
right.
We did it together. And thanks to you, Racine, because that never happened. Out of the 4 years, we hadn't raised that much out of 4 years. And then you came along within, a week?
Well, no, you know what? And what I was going to say, Kelvin, is, you know, I guess it's all about timing, first of all. But also, you know, I know we had the discussion about, you know, the little bit of discouragement. And just like I was talking about, talking to Terrence about it, it's really hard to get people to, you know, to support what you're doing. And I guess someone like me, I'm in sales. I've always been in sales. So when someone says no, I just kind of like don't listen. I just keep on going. So, you know, but hey, something like this, you just can't give up. Don't get discouraged. And you see what happens is like you're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel. So it's always a good thing, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, especially when it's not about you, it's about the people.
Right.
So I didn't mind doing whatever I had to do. Unlike when I had to, you know, ask people to support my movie or support my music. You know, that's different because it was for me. But this is for the people.
Right.
This got nothing to do with me. So that's why I went hard from day one when God put it in my heart to even start the foundation. I just went hard because it wasn't about me.
Right. Exactly. So I want to thank you so much for calling in, Kelvin, and just talking to Attorney Baskin. You know, actually tonight he's the star of the show because I think I have some other people that are online that want to talk to him. So
thank you
so much, Kelvin. Thank you so much for calling in, and I'm looking forward to helping Feed the Hungry USA with whatever plans they have and, you know, assisting any way possible.
And again, Kelvin, we look forward to doing great things with you, and keep the faith and always know that, trust me, there are folk throughout Atlanta who care and who will, in fact, step up as well. So I'm looking forward to garnering even more support for this most important effort that we all should care about.
That's right. I appreciate it. And lunch on me. As soon as we get a chance to sit down, lunch is on me.
I think I'll hold you there.
All right, definitely. Thank you so much. God bless you, Mr. Baskin.
Thank you so much, Kelvin. Have a great night.
All right. All right, y'all too. Thanks.
So, Attorney Baskin, like I said, you are the star of the show tonight. You know,
well,
and I put it out there.
I think Racine, this is the first. I'm the star of the show, huh?
You said this is the first that you're the star?
I'm the star of the show. I'll take it.
Okay, so I do have some callers on the line. Now, callers, if you have a question for Attorney Baskin, what I need you to do is press number 1, and that's equivalent to raising your hand so that we can get to you. So if you have any type of legal question for Attorney Baskin, just press number 1, and we will get to you. Now, I know, we have a question already. Now, what I want you guys to do is if you do have a question, keep it short and sweet, and then, you know, we'll see if Attorney Baskin can, you know, give you some advice. And then afterwards, you're going to have to go into his office take care of things. So are you ready for your first call, Attorney Baskin?
Sure.
Okay, let's see who this is and what they are talking about. Hey, caller, you're on the air live with Attorney Baskin. Ask Baskin. This is Racine Ties. What's your name?
Hi, this is Jen.
Hi,
Racine. Hi,
Jen. And do you have a question for Attorney Baskin?
Yes, I have a question. I don't know if you deal with, like, car accidents, but I had a car accident at the end of September, of which that person's car, it was their fault because they fell asleep behind the wheel. I was at a complete stop. And they told me one amount at first, and then they dropped a whole $1,000 off of it, which left which they're trying to give me less, I mean, like a few dollars, basically, to and take the car, which will leave me with nothing. And then the attorneys that I hired aren't helping. They haven't really been helping. So I want to know, they sent me to a chiropractor. I want to know if I find another attorney, would I be left with the bill that came from them sending me to that chiropractor office? And, you know, if not yourself, any recommendations on a lawyer that takes a percentage, not like charge right up front, but a percentage?
Right.
I don't know if you do that or not.
Yeah, indeed, we do. And let me answer your question first, straightforward. You can fire your attorney and not incur any charges at this point. No lawsuit has been filed on your behalf, and it's your right to, in fact, retain other counsel if you elect to do that. And given what you've told me, it's probably wise that you do that at this point. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the Baskin Law Group, or BLG, as we're commonly referred to. We are a law firm helping families throughout the state of Georgia and indeed the U.S. who have been seriously injured because of the carelessness or negligence of others, whether it be car accidents, semi-tractor trailers. We do that, and we do it at a very successful and high rate. So we will be more than happy to chat with you if you elect to change counsel. That's what we do, and we've been able to do it for the last 20 years, again, very successfully for families throughout Georgia and primarily the southeastern region of the country.
Okay, great.
And I did hear you say you help with the homeless group?
Yes, he's actually partnering with Kelvin, Feed the Hungry.
Okay, so if people want information about that, they can also go to your firm as well?
Well, I would suggest and direct you to Kelvin's site for that. We're partnering with them in a meaningful way, but they are the experts in that area, and I think we best stay with the law, quite frankly.
Okay, right.
But Kelvin, and let me just tell you this: if you want to know a little bit more about the Baskin Law Group, please feel free to go to our website at www.baskinlawgroup.com. Again, www.baskinlawgroup.com, and our telephone number is 404-880-4156. We are located in the north of downtown at 235 Peachtree Street. So we are easily accessible either by car or motor. And feel free to give us a phone call. We have a very friendly staff who will be more than happy to assist you. And I can assure you, unlike some of the firms that you see on TV, you'll actually talk to an attorney.
Okay, thank you.
Great.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you so much for calling in, Jen. And, you know, Attorney Baskin, you must have been reading my mind, because I was going to ask you to give your contact information out to anyone who was interested. I do have a few more callers that are hanging on. Callers, if you would like to ask a question, I need you to press number one, so that way I'll know if you want to talk to Attorney Baskin or if you have a question. In the meantime, I just want to ask you a couple of questions, Attorney Baskin. How long have you been practicing law, and, you know, what was it that made you say, you know, this is what you want to do with your career, or with your life, rather, a career in law?
Well, Racine, I've had the privilege of practicing law for some 34 years. My background is principally, I was a corporate attorney handling corporate matters for corporations. And, in fact, the other half of the Baskin Law Group, we still do that. We have corporate clients that we render full service to. So if there are some pledging businesses that need counsel, and let me say this, I'm glad you asked that question, because there are so many times that I see in our community businesses that put themselves at a marked disadvantage because they don't have counsel. And most believe that they can't afford counsel. Well, that's not true.
Right.
And if you don't get counsel, I would venture to say you're not going to be very successful, because anybody that you're dealing with on the other side, they've had people to draft those agreements, review those agreements. And if you're trying to wing it on your own, you're simply not going to be successful, because the world has become a much more sophisticated arena, and you need every advantage to get it. And I think at the Baskin Law Group, we try to, in fact, embrace smaller and mid-sized corporate entities to ensure that they are the same, equal, or superior representation as you would from the firm that I first started with. It was probably the most prestigious firm in the state of Georgia in the southeastern region that I had the privilege of working for several years before becoming general counsel and executive vice president at Clark Atlanta University, where I had the privilege of serving, as I say, doing ministry work as the general counsel at CAU. And those were some very good years, and I think we did some great things there. But to answer your question from F. Clark Atlanta University, it was clear to me what my calling was, and that was to, in fact, to assist families who were hurting, who had been hurt by the carelessness or negligence of others. We witnessed for years, particularly those people of color, not always getting the best representation, because regrettably, we have a tendency to go where the glitz or the TV, and that might not be the very best situation.
The little jingle that you hear,
exactly. And I think we've proven that true over the years. We're a small boutique, and that was by design. That was our history, and that was, you know, the way the firm was formed to be effective. And I think we've proven over the years that we've been very, very effective for the families throughout Georgia, making sure they have been made whole when they've fallen victim to someone's negligence. And that negligence may be, you know, if you were a renter in an apartment complex and unfortunately fell victim to an assailant coming in to a window and attacking you.
And that was, that was my next question. What type of, you know, scenarios have you seen, or can you help someone with who might think, oh, well, I'm just going to let it slide or let it pass because nothing will be done or nothing can be done? What type of scenarios have you dealt with that, you know, that you've seen in the past?
I think that's a very good question. I think we've had tremendous success throughout the state of Georgia dealing with what we term premise liability cases. Those cases involve slip and falls in commercial establishments, whether it be your local grocer or your department store. Every landowner in Georgia is held to a certain level of accountability in terms of keeping its premises safe for invitees or guests. And when they fail to do that and someone becomes injured, you have a right or recourse against that entity. And that's where we come in to ensure that you are, in fact, you know, given the opportunity to, in fact, ensure that you get your full participation in the process and you're made whole. And I think more people are becoming aware of their rights, and we are there to ensure that, you know, with the big insurance companies, we like to think of ourselves as the great equalizer. And because we come with years of experience, and what we do with no braggadocio intended,
we are good at what we do.
Hey, well, hey, if you are my attorney, I'm sure that somebody wants you to feel good and brag about that. Look, Attorney Baskin,
We won't brag, Racine. We'll just let the results put themselves.
The results, exactly. Now, I do have another caller who just raised their hand. Are you ready for another question?
Yes.
Okay. Caller, you are live on the air with Racine Ties Money 101. My special guest tonight is Attorney Michael Baskin of the Baskin Law Group. Do you have a question for Attorney Baskin?
How you doing, Racine? It's Saint.
Hi, Saint. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Hey, Attorney Baskin, I do have a question for you, and it's kind of a I'm doing just fine. My question is kind of one of those, you know, I may have to hit you up and talk to you in private about it, but listening to you, I am one of those startup small business owners that, you know, do want to grow to be something bigger, and I know one thing that, like you said, you always have to, it's best to have that legal representation, so next year, I'm looking for, you know, an attorney to help, you know, walk me through and represent me. So can you give me roughly a range of what legal consultation would cost so that way I can kind of start budgeting and planning myself for, you know, next year when I'm actually ready to start doing that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. And that's the beautiful thing about the Baskin Law Group. We recognize that all corporate entities are not created equal. And what we try to do is we try to grow with our clients. So let's say that you are just a fledgling entity and you come to us and you've got a very good concept, you're organized and you're ready to go. We try to arm you as if you were a multi-million-dollar corporation doing business the right way so you're successful. And when you grow, we grow right along with you. So I say that to suggest to you that you ought not to be as concerned right now if you're dealing with BLG because we're going to try to work with you as long as we think that you've got the commitment to be successful.
That sounds good.
It definitely does. Well, I think I know who my attorney is going to be.
So it sounds like they don't have to be scared or frightened away, Attorney Baskin, from what they, you know, from what the fees might be in the beginning.
No, I think, Racine, what we try to do again is look at the entity, and we try to work with our clients. We have various clients on all kinds of levels. We've got we've got some large clients. We've got some medium-sized clients, and we have some small clients. And a lot of our small clients are just like this gentleman, with a dream, a concept, and work with them over the years. And, you know, a couple of them are doing very, very well in the state of Georgia, competing on the world stage.
Okay. Sounds good to me. Did you have any other questions, caller?
Did that answer your
question?
Okay. Yeah, it did.
All right. Now, do you have...
When you're ready, you just give us a phone call at the Baskin Law Group, and you can go to the website again and learn more about the firm. And I think you can see some of the results we've had as well.
Absolutely. And you'll probably end up seeing me out sometime with Racine. If you were at the homeless event, I was there also. So, I will be looking forward to speaking to you. And I think and I appreciate it, Racine.
We appreciate you.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Now, Attorney Baskin, I won't hold you too much longer. I just have a couple of questions.
No, it's
fine. What are some of the services that you can provide for a smaller business? Because I'm not sure if I told you, I do a lot of business networking events. I haven't done any lately, but I do events where most of my guests are entrepreneurs or small business owners. So what are some of the services that, you know, you at Baskin Law Group can tell them, look, you do need us?
One of the main services that we provide is one of contract review, drafting, and negotiation. A lot of small businesses are hurt tremendously by the lack of skilled counsel to review mm-hmm. and draft their contracts, and it puts them at a markedly disadvantage in terms of dealing with entities. And quite frankly, let me just be very blunt and candid. When you're mm-hmm. dealing with other entities out there, they're looking to see just how sophisticated you are.
Mm-hmm.
And if
right.
you don't have the level of counsel to meet the challenges from the other folk from the other side, who I can assure you
mm-hmm.
they've had counsel draft those contracts, you're going to be at a marked disadvantage. And once you
right.
find, that's too late. You need someone
who's...
they're
looking for your weakness. They're looking for that weak link.
Well, they don't have to look for your weak link. It's going to be...
they'll just
gonna
draw
be
it up.
Obvious. It's going to
mm-hmm,
be obvious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
you... And Racine, I think here's the key. If you're
right.
if you are a widget maker, you are
mm-hmm.
a master at making widgets. You're not a master
mm-hmm.
at the practice of law. Okay?
Right, right.
You know, you
right.
want to spend your time, you know, doing the business side of making widgets, but you don't want to cross over and then try to be a skilled attorney, because that's
mm-hmm.
where you're going to falter. And I think that's where we
right.
come in to make sure that, you know, we review contracts, we draft contracts, we will even
mm-hmm.
negotiate at the table with you. We provide
mm-hmm. wow.
a range of full services in terms of personnel matters, drafting handbooks, and the like.
Okay.
That's all those things we've done, and we did them at a high level throughout my career.
Mm-hmm.
We've done international deals with the Egyptian government. We've done a great many things.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. So when someone goes to you, they can rest assured that they're in good hands. They're in great hands, actually.
I like to think they are.
Okay, sounds great. Now, I still have some people hanging on. I know I had a few people that they wanted to ask a question. I guess they were a little shy, but they're still listening. So if this is your chance, callers, if you want to ask Attorney Baskin, yep, feel free to give them, you know, raise your hand by pressing number one and ask a question. He's not going to be on much longer. We're about to close the show out. I'm hoping, Attorney Baskin, that I can get you on again sometime. And perhaps do this again, because I know that people are, you know, seeking for answers and advice.
It would certainly be my pleasure. And Racine, while we were waiting for the next caller, let me just say, let me go back to the personal injury, the motor vehicle
mm-hmm.
accident. And I'd just like your listeners to know this. If you're involved in a motor vehicle accident,
mm-hmm.
be very mindful not to give any statement to the insurance company unless and until you've consulted an attorney. Insurance companies
right.
are not your friend. Let me
right.
say that again. Insurance companies are not your friend. So when they come to you with this golden apple as if they are simply here to assist you, they are not. They are simply here to
they
see
are.
How they
yeah.
can paying you and making you whole.
Exactly.
Before
That's
you
true.
Give any recorded statement, make sure that you've consulted with an attorney. And if at all possible, make sure at the scene or shortly thereafter, you've taken photos of bruises,
mm-hmm.
swelling on your body, or photographs of the vehicle that you are involved in. That will become very, very important. And the last thing I
right.
will say is that most of our success, quite frankly, has been involving serious accidents or death cases. We are some of the most experts when it comes to wrongful death cases in the state of Georgia. We've
mm-hmm.
had tremendous success in recovering large sums of money for families throughout the state
right.
of Georgia.
Right.
And in those cases, you need to, in fact, get counsel who has, in fact, had a wealth of experience in dealing with
mm-hmm.
the courts, and dealing with insurance companies. And I think that's what, in fact, the Baskin Law Group, that's
mm-hmm.
what sets us apart in terms of
right.
actual trial experience. We don't talk about it. We're in court and we're winning. And that's what we
right,
do.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly. And I appreciate that. You know, what do you say to, you know, once again, to that person or to that family that thinks that, you know, they can't afford a lawyer, or they're going through something and, you know, they should. Well, I'll put it like this. I'll give you an example. I had a case where I had a hit and run, but someone hit me in the rear, and I made it to work, and my coworkers were split. Half of them told me, Racine, don't call a lawyer. The other half said, you know, call a lawyer, you know, go ahead. So I ended up calling a lawyer. I didn't get as much, you know, as I thought I would get, but I got something. What would you say to somebody like that if, you know, they're split on whether they should get legal representation or not?
I would always err 110% on retaining counsel because
mm-hmm.
here's why. If you represent yourself, you know, I can guarantee you, you're not going to get what you're entitled to because insurance
right.
companies want you to talk to them and not retain counsel.
That's true.
And you don't know what you're entitled to. And let me just give you some tidbits for your audience that may help them. Let's say that you're involved in an accident and on the property side,
okay.
you know that you want to get that car fixed. So you go out and get an estimate. But there's something else that you are entitled to under Georgia law, and it's called diminution of value. That's the value your car is less. If you know, if you wanted to get,
right.
if you want to sell that car, that insurance company is required to pay you what's called diminution of value. So
mm-hmm.
I want your listeners to remember that and not only be concerned about the amount that the car is going to, the amount that's going to be needed to fix the car, but they are also entitled
right.
to what's called diminution of value. And
mm-hmm.
it's those kinds of things that only an attorney could in fact, direct you through and tell you.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to walk away, and that insurance company is not going to mention anything about any diminution of value.
Right. And, you know, Attorney Baskin, I have to agree with you 100%. Because while working as a claims adjuster, we would, like I probably mentioned it to you, I'd sit there, scroll through photos all day long of cars that were in accidents, looking for anything that we could say, oh, we're not going to pay you, you know. And then when the file did have, you know, an attorney that was handling things, we wouldn't touch that file with a 10-foot pole. So
exactly.
just as you were saying, that's the best thing that you can, you know, tell someone, get some representation, you know, ASAP. Don't talk to anyone. So, you know, hey, that's the best advice right there.
And the other the insurance companies know, too, which law firms are going to fight and which
exactly.
law firms are going to. And that's important.
Exactly.
Because they know if you go to somebody who doesn't litigate, they know they're going to
mm-hmm.
sell you out for the amount they put on the table. So I want your listeners
right.
to be some more informed listeners and know that, you know, all that, you know, the glitters ain't gold. So when you see these commercials
right.
on TV, don't get caught up in, you know, going to somebody who you see on TV. There are a number
mm-hmm.
of fine law firms out there who do tremendous work, and I would urge them to, in fact, do a little due diligence before just going to
right.
somebody on the TV.
That's so true. That's so true. So, Attorney Baskin, I want to really, really thank you so much tonight for being my guest on Money 101. You gave some great advice to everyone. And I want to thank you so much for your partnership with Feed the Hungry USA, you know, your commitment to Calvin Harris, you know, what he's trying to do with the homelessness issue. We really appreciate that as well. Like I said, I would love to have you on again sometime very soon in the near future.
It would be my pleasure, Racine. It's been a pleasure. And I'll leave you with what I leave most folks. To whom much is given,
sure.
much is required.
Okay, sounds great to me. Thank you so much for being my guest tonight.
Thank you. God bless.
I want to thank everyone for joining me tonight on Money 101 with Racine Tyes. My special guest was attorney Michael Baskin. He gave us some really, really great information and advice. If you guys don't use that advice, I don't know what you're going to do. Because some of the things that he was saying were just so on point. I mean, working as a claims adjuster, we would literally say, oh, don't touch that, you know, and then we would talk about the firms, oh, they're not going to do nothing. Oh, yeah, better leave that one alone because that firm is really, you know, adamant about getting their case. So please, please, please listen to that advice that Attorney Baskin gave you. It's so useful and it's, you know, it can cost you lots of money and time. I want to also thank Kelvin K. Chill Harris for being my guest tonight. Jerome Fitz, he's a professional network marketer. Terrence Smith, the president of Feed the Hungry USA. I want to thank all of my guests tonight. They were wonderful. They were great. Thank you so much for taking out time to be here. And I hope you guys join me next time on Money 101. We will, you know, try to give you some financial tips, some advice. We'll try to give you some financial education. I do have a tax expert coming up next time. I do also have someone who's going to talk a little bit about investing. So if you're a first-time investor, you want to stay tuned. Check out my website, thinkblessed.com. I will have times of my different shows. Check out my book, Success Looks Good on Me. You can find that on Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. But definitely check out Max Radio. And I want to thank Maxine Jones, formerly of InVogue, for giving me this platform to talk to everyone about the issues at hand and trying to help the community. So definitely check me out next time, Money 101. Check out my other shows, Don't Be Salty, Conversations with a Black Man, Racine Tyes Live. But hey, this is Money 101. So thank you guys. Have a great night.
Oh, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.